Welcome to another episode of LP2SP. This is your host, Danny Cohan, and today with John, what are we talking about, John?
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's good to be back. We haven't after our long hiatus, but it's good to be back with you all. So what we were talking about last time was Mandalorian. Sorry, we didn't have any follow-up for the season review episode by episode, but we're just gonna cap it off today. And also, I guess it'd be a good time to give an overview of our top rankings for Star Wars. What do you think?
I'm down for that. I love always ranking.
All
I love ranking
right.
stuff.
We
You know
just
why,
love
John?
them. We just love
John,
them rankings.
you know why though, right?
Why?
It always comes back to sports, John. In sports, everything is ranked. And if
Everything's ranked.
everything is ranked, you can't just have talk about if you're talking about Kobe, LeBron, and Jordan, you got to rank them. You can't just talk, it's the only way to
It's
talk about
always
them.
got to be competition with Danny. That's the problem. Right. So Danny didn't finish the series of Mandalorian. That's why we didn't do episode by episode review for Mandalorian. Some would say it's Danny's fault, but I'm not going to point fingers.
They would be
All
right. Yeah. Those people
right.
that said that.
Anyways, so I did finish Mandalorian and I really did love it a lot. I think if you're a Star Wars fan, especially, it is really cool to see some of those characters in high production value for the first time. One would be Ahsoka Tano, who was the Jedi that Anakin Skywalker trained, who later on becomes the infamous Vader, Darth Vader. So it was cool to see her character for the first time played on, high production, almost movie quality. And she's played by Rosario Dawson, which I thought was a good choice. Like, I didn't really know how it would work out, but I think she did it really well. It wasn't distracting or anything like that. And I just thought it was really cool. And I mean, I think if you haven't watched the series yet, you probably already heard that, Luke Skywalker makes an appearance. So, yeah, it was, season two was pretty cool. And I know your brothers spoiled it for you, right, Donnie?
And not just brothers, the internet. If you're gonna go on the
Yeah.
internet, you're gonna see everything that happens in Mando. If you didn't catch up,
Yeah.
if you weren't on watching it live. And I heard about that little Luke Skywalker thing, and I think maybe that's why I kind of was like, and there's so much sports going on that I was like, all right, I don't have time for Mando right now. But I really want to do season two. I really enjoyed season one.
Yeah. I mean, I think personally it's going to be interesting to see where does Mandalorian go for the future, like season three, because the success of the series is pretty high, right? What do you say? So it'd be weird if they just canceled it. But the
No,
thing
there's no
is,
way, John. There's no way they're gonna cancel it. It's a money
yeah, I
maker.
know. So, but the thing is like the way season two ended was Luke Skywalker comes and then he takes Grogu off of Mandalorian's hands to train as a Jedi. So at that point, it's kind of interesting to see where the series will go from there because Mandalorian basically, the entire show is about this Mandalorian and this baby Yoda character whose name is Grogu. So it's the dynamic of the show is basically shook at that point. So it's interesting to see where that show is going to go in the future, because I mean, everyone really gravitated toward that show because of Baby Yoda for a large part, wouldn't you say? Because he became a phenomenon.
Yeah, I think Baby Yoda was the reason that a lot of people, the casual viewer, tuned in. A hardcore Star Wars, no matter what any of the Star Wars property is, they're gonna watch it. So I think I want to get in and see where you rank Mando now after season two, within all the Star Wars universe. I think that would be interesting to me. So what about a little top five?
Top five. All right. How about
Yeah.
you give me your top?
All right. My number one for sure is Empire Strikes Back. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's for me too. I think it had at great amount of like action scenes, and it was like kind of dark too, but also I don't know, it developed characters very nicely. It's easily my favorite.
Empire Strikes Back. The first Star Wars, going back and looking at it, it is slow. And when it was re-released in theaters, it's tough to say anything bad about Star Wars because it was such a breakthrough movie. But looking at back at it now, compared to all the things that are, so fast-paced, the movies now, Star Wars is slow. But Empire, I feel like, really still holds up. It shows that like dark side of Star Wars that the original didn't show as much, I think. And it still holds up. It's still my number one too. So I want to hear now. I think it gets interesting. So who do you got number two?
All right, so number two for me would be Return of the Jedi. How about you?
Return of the Jedi for me too. So far, we're
It's
simpatico.
hard to beat those movies just because they established the Star Wars universe so well.
Well, I will say that I had a tough time between that and the original Star Wars New Hope. I always do like to give
So
credit
was
to
New Hope number three for you?
So I like to give it
So
away.
New
That's
Hope
number
was number three
three.
for me too. I think it's hard to argue that.
I think also we're a little bit biased because we grew up for a long time. There was no Star Wars until we were, what, in high school when The Phantom Menace came out? So those were kind of those three. We grew up on those three Star Wars movies. And it was always kind of, I think the most people would put Empire one, but between Return of the Jedi and the original Star Wars, I think there's some debate there, right? Which one's better? I think most
A
people have
little
re
bit.
no. You know what? Most people have Return of the Jedi lower, I think, than we
Really?
do. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Return of the Jedi was still darker than I don't know why the darker movies in the series were more appealing to me, but I just thought
Yeah, and John, to give away my number four, since our first three are the same, it was the dark version in the re I call it the reboot. So I call this whole episode, what do you call it, 7, 8, 9, right? So they started the first episode four was Star Wars: A New Hope, then episode five was Empire Strikes Back, episode six was the Return of the Jedi. And then episode seven was the Star Wars reboot when it started with the whole J.J. Abrams, right? The Force Awakens.
That would be correct. So would you that so would you rank number seven as your number four?
No, so that Force Awakens, I think it was a kind of a direct copy of New Hope. It was just an updated version for the audience, like the
Yeah,
younger audience. Yeah. It felt like it was just modeled
it
underneath
was a
the,
fan pleaser.
yeah, and then it got dark in the second one, just like in the first three Star Wars movies that came out, for
I
episode four,
mean,
five,
they
and
tried,
six.
yeah.
Yeah, they tried. I thought it was successful. I think this is where we have a little disagreement.
All right. So
I
you
put
thought that was your number four then?
that's my number four.
Okay.
Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi then.
So
All
I
right,
want
there's
to
a
hear.
reason why I'm gonna say why that's not my favorite is because I liked parts of that movie, but then if those parts were gone, I wouldn't like that movie.
That's true. There now, what parts do you like and what parts don't? Because for
I
me,
like
the
the
part that
part
I,
when huh?
yeah,
Go
for me,
on.
the only thing that I didn't like about it, the only thing that I thought was wrong with it was the whole, I don't know the characters' names, but the side story with Finn, Finn and other lady, I forgot what her name
The
was.
Asian girl?
That whole side story was not entertaining or pleasing to me. But the rest of the movie, I thought it was really entertaining. I thought,
She got a lot of bullying for that.
what?
The Asian girl, she got bullied like online for that.
I know, but I didn't think that I can't say that it wasn't entertaining. I thought it was entertaining as the rest of the movie.
I understand.
I didn't think that
No, a lot of people
the
agree with you.
that.
That's why she was bullied so hard. It's like
Yeah, I
you
know.
ruined the series for us.
It's not her fault. I
I
mean,
know, I know.
she
It's not her fault. Just
didn't
yeah. I know what you're saying. But
write it.
you know how crazy fans are. They're just like,
Oh
no,
yeah, it's
you
crazy.
ruined it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
Yeah.
ridiculous
I like
on
that. The one scene that really stood out to me was I like all the scenes with like Luke Skywalker kind of like being darker, and like kind of seeing that planet. And also, but I guess the one scene that I really enjoyed was when that temple part was burning down, and then Yoda comes in and then gives that talk about the teacher and student and stuff like that.
So what did you not like about Last Jedi?
Everything else almost.
What do you mean? Like, explain.
I just thought the pacing was not right and the direction was off. I liked certain parts of it, but I just didn't. But I just think like if a movie, like if you can just like slice that one part out and just like hate the rest of it, or I mean, it just wasn't that good, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what's your number four?
For me, number four was Rogue One.
Rogue One. All right.
All right. The reason why I think it's good is because you already know what's going to happen, okay? And yet you're invested in the movie. It's hard for a movie, like, if you know what's going to happen, to s still be good. Like, it has to, on its own, be like solid storytelling, and, you
Yeah,
know, all the
and
characters have to be good.
I think this is why most people that are big Star Wars fans, because you're obviously a much bigger Star Wars fan than I am, like Rogue One a lot more than they like Last Jedi. Because the other side of that controversy, Last Jedi controversy you're talking about, is that a lot of people didn't like it because of the hardcore Star Wars fans, because it introduced new things. It introduced new things that Rogue One is easy. I think it's easy to make a movie when you already know the story. But if you're making a whole new story based off a beloved series and coming off Force Awakens, J.J. Abrams did, I didn't think was that impressive. But what Ryan Jensen, what Ryan, I don't forget what his last name
I'll give it to you. What they
is.
did was much more difficult,
What he did
but
was much more difficult and original. And I think when they look back, when 10 years, 20 years from now, when the kids, if they stopped making Star Wars movies now, which they won't, of course, they would look back at that one and say, "Oh yeah, that one was at the time was criticized by some people, but of the three that the of the J.J. Abrams era or
of
the
the
old
three of
school
the James Gunn
that
era, I'll give it to you. That
it's
one
not
is the
even
better
like
one.
close." And then so then it becomes between the new stuff, between that Mando and Last Jedi, right?
Right.
So you got
But I'll give it
you
to you on
have
that one. I'll give it to you that Last Jedi is the superior of the new movies that came out.
yeah, but no, it's definitely arguable between that and Rogue One. I really, at the time when I saw Rogue One, I liked it a lot, but I think now it looks a lot better compared to the new Star Wars stuff, and you can easily say it's the best out of the new Star Wars movies. Now, the Star Wars show Mando, let's get into that, because it's interesting to try to rank the movies against the shows, because there's not only TV shows, there's cartoons as well, right?
I think I can put Mandalorian up there. I'll put it as five for me because the quality is so high, and I mean a couple episodes it feels like side stories, like in Dungeons and Dragons, like you go on a side quest, it doesn't really like if you took out the side quest, I mean it builds on the characters a little bit, but it's more like for fun and you explore the universe a little more. But I don't know, if you're a Star Wars fanatic, you enjoy it because anything more of Star Wars that they give you that's like.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to put a TV show against a movie, of course. But for me, I don't know, to get back to the rankings. So we had one, Empire Strikes Back for me. Number two, Return of the Jedi, and number three, New Hope. Now we both had those as our top three. Our four, we differed. For me, five is Mando. Is five Mando for you too? All
Five is Mando, four is Rogue
right.
One for me.
Yeah, where was Rogue One for you? Four for me was Last Jedi.
Yeah, Last Jedi is probably eight for me.
Eight? Okay, so if you were had to have put one that was questionable at six, what would you go with?
I probably go the cartoon series, like Clone Wars and Rebels. I'm still watching Rebels, but The reason why I think those cartoon series are good is because people that didn't like 1, 2, 3 for the original movie, I mean for the prequel movies, they enjoyed it after watching the cartoon because it filled in all the gaps.
Right. And I think that's what Mando season two was another thing that if you watch the cartoons, you're going to be much more excited about season two, seeing what happens than if you hadn't seen the
I would
cartoons
say
because
so.
you don't know the character these characters are
Yeah.
unless you
I
do your
think it
research.
carries more weight to see Ahsoka Tano at once you've known the history. 'Cause yeah, if you've never been exposed to that, you're just thinking, oh, cool, Jedi. But if you watch the series, you're like, oh, she's a legend. So yeah, it changes like your perspective on the character being introduced.
Definitely, yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a good, fun discussion on Star Wars, and I think that the TV show I got to get into it, but I don't know if and when that's gonna happen. So, John, for next episode, what do we want to talk? I know you have a little surprise that you have sent in my way. I think there's chocolates on the way or something like that.
So I thought it would be cool if, you know, we both love, I mean, a big part of enjoying the movie experience is snacks, right? And what better than popcorn, slushy, and maybe some candy, right? Candy from the candy counter.
I know that's always my favorite part of going to the
Right.
movies,
So
just getting the
I
snack.
mean, typically like there's Raisinets and stuff like that and candy bars, right? What else is there? Like Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids, right? But so I thought it'd be interesting to compare US like kind of the stuff we enjoyed in US theaters versus maybe some candies that you find in like other places like the UK, right? So I have some candy bars here from the UK. I mean, I guess they're all from Cadbury. I guess Cadbury is a big thing over there.
Like the Cadbury
But
eggs, huh?
I know that their dairy milk bar is like one of their top selling bars. I'm really interested in trying the Cadbury Flake, which is like a very flaky chocolate, like airy flaky chocolate. So we're gonna be kind of like doing a couple episodes reviewing, I think, trailers for upcoming shows and movies that you guys probably be looking out for in terms of Marvel and other things. And then along the way, we'll try some of these and kind of compare it to our classic favorites too.
Nice. Yeah, the episodes where we eat, John, those are the ones we got to do more of because those are my favorite. Because I get to eat and watch let you talk.
For selfish
Yeah,
reasons, we just want to eat. And
exactly.
this is a good excuse to, you know, just pig out and not be disgusted with ourselves afterwards. Like, oh,
Oh,
what did I do?
I'll be disgusted with myself either way, but at least I'll enjoy what we're doing
Yeah,
the
at least we'll be doing it
popcorn
for a
more.
purpose, you know? Like,
There's a reason I'm eating this chocolate.
So, yeah, it should be
Psychological.
exciting. I mean, I know for sure we're gonna do that review for that new show on Disney Plus.
WandaVision?
WandaVision's
Or
one. The other ones is gonna
Falcon and
be
the Falcon and the other person?
Falcon and the guy with the metal arm, yeah, Winter Soldier. So that should be another interesting one, the Iron Wolf. So,
But John, you're more into this Marvel and stuff than I am. I gotta get back into the Marvel and Star Wars. I'm right there with you, but Marvel, it's been a while since I think the last one was that a Avengers movie, right? Is that the last Marvel property that came out?
Yeah, so a lot of people, there's like a little hype about WandaVision because if you're familiar with the Marvel franchise, is there's like the MCU universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe, which was developed by Disney, right? And then there's also like the original X-Men movies developed by Fox, and they kind of were like
Yeah,
separate entities.
Disney purchased 20th Century Fox for those,
Yeah,
right? And now they're
so now that
showing,
Disney purchased 20th Century Fox, WandaVision is like the show that tries to bridge the gaps between them. I don't know how it does this because they're so different, but I guess it'll be interesting to watch a couple episodes, see if we get into it. But yeah, I mean, I know you watch X-Men, so
Yeah, I did watch X-Men.
I have no idea how they're gonna fit them together. And
I wouldn't have guessed there's any way. I think if you would have told the fans straight up, this is why I think that a lot of people didn't like Last Jedi, that if they thought for this reason it's wrong, is because damn, I messed up, John. I don't know.
but keep on going.
I forgot. That's why we need editing, and that's why you're the editor, John.
All right, so anyways, yeah, we can edit that out. Anyways, we'll just keep it in. But
No,
anyways,
we're not keeping it in, John.
all right, so just let's wrap it up then.
Right, so how do you want to wrap it up?
All right, so I guess there's a lot of things to look forward to. So we're gonna watch some new trailers and also food.
All right, buddy. Yeah. So let's
Let's wrap it up.
we got this
All
because
right,
I think
so join us next
that's
time. We're gonna have a new episodes coming soon, so stay tuned. Thank you guys for watching. You can watch us on our find us on our social media to keep updated, and we'll definitely come up with new content coming soon, so you guys should be excited.
Yeah, can't wait, John. All right, man.
All right,
Let's
take it easy, everyone. Thanks for joining us.